This post was made on May 3rd, 2026. Last week, we covered copy fail, the kernel flaw that's been sitting in every major Linux distribution since 2017. 24 hours after Theory's disclosure dropped, Canonical's web infrastructure went dark. The two events aren't directly related. They share no attacker, no motive, no technical mechanism. But the way they intersected exposed something about how most teams handle their upstream dependencies that's worth saying out loud. I want to walk through this with an analogy. I'm going to stay in it for the entire episode, because the technical details aren't where the lesson lives. The structure is. And once you see the structure, it sticks. Picture a regional hospital, not a big city teaching hospital. A regional one, the kind that serves a wide area, with a single building and a small pharmacy attached. Like every hospital, it depends on a steady supply of medicine. Doctors prescribe, nurses dispense, patients recover. The pharmacy is the part of the building almost nobody thinks about, except on the days they need it. Now, three things you need to picture clearly before we go any further. First, the wholesaler. Obviously, the hospital doesn't manufacture its own medicine. It orders from a regional pharmaceutical distributor, a single warehouse that supplies hospitals across the entire area. Trucks roll out daily. The pharmacy stocks just enough to cover the next day or two, then reorders. In real terms, the wholesaler is the package archive your servers pull from the Ubuntu Mirror, the Debian repo, the Red Hat content delivery network. The trucks are the apt updates that arrive when you ask for them. Second, the medical bulletin. Every morning, the regional medical board publishes an alert. New strains identified, outbreaks reported, recommended treatments. The pharmacy reads it, the doctors read it, orders go out for whatever the day's bulletin calls for. In real terms, the medical bulletin is the security advisory feed, CVE announcements, vendor security pages, the things ops teams refresh every morning before stand-up. Third, the on-site medicine cabinet. This is the small reserve the hospital keeps locked inside the pharmacy itself, separate from daily stock. A short list of essentials. Things you'd want to be able to dispense even if tomorrow's truck never shows up. Some hospitals have a serious one. Some have a token one, a dusty shelf with two boxes of aspirin. Some don't have one at all because the wholesaler always delivers, and one more thing to maintain is one more thing to maintain. In real terms, the on-site cabinet is a local package mirror, apt-catcher, ng-squid, nexus, pulp, whatever fits your stack. Everything about this setup is normal. Now, here's what happened. On April 29th, the medical bulletin contains new information. A new bacterial strain has been quietly circulating since 2017. That's copy fail. It can be caught by anyone walking into almost any hospital ward in the region. The treatment is straightforward, a specific course of antibiotic. Available from the wholesaler, plus a short temporary measure, the pharmacy can apply on its own while it waits for delivery. Hospitals across the region read the bulletin and queue the orders. Trucks are scheduled for the next morning. April 30th, mid-afternoon. A group calling itself the Islamic Cyber Resistance in Iraq, 313 team, arrives at the wholesaler's loading dock. They don't break in. They don't damage anything. They just sit there, thousands of people, blocking every truck in and out around the clock. They send a letter to the wholesaler announcing the blockade. The blockade is announced as 4 hours, but it lasts more than 20, five times what they said. Morning shift, hands off to afternoon shift, hands off to the night shift, and the loading dock is still ringed. 11 different supply lines stop. Antibiotics, anti-inflammatories, wound care, pain management. The medical bulletin itself, since the bulletin is published from the same warehouse. 11 things that any pharmacy in the region might reach for on a normal Friday, all unavailable, all at the same time. Imagine walking into the dispensary and finding out-of-stock tags on two-thirds of the aisle. The group then sends a follow-up letter. Quote, "There's a simple way out. We have emailed you a contact ID. If you fail to reach out, we will continue. You're in an awful position. Don't be foolish." End quote. This is a recurring pattern. Activist groups pivot to extortion. We've seen it before. We'll see it again. Are the two events related? The short answer is no. The 313 team's communications are political. They've blockaded other warehouses before. eBay's Japan and US divisions, the social platform Blue Sky. Their stated grievance has nothing to do with the new strain or with the medicine the wholesaler ships. Some watchers wondered if the timing might have been coordinated. Somebody wanting to exploit the new strain on a competitor's patients and blockading the wholesaler so that competitor couldn't get the treatment in time. Nothing confirmed it. What is true is that the effect was the same whether the timing was intentional or not. For more than 20 hours on April 30th and into May 1st, no truck left that warehouse. Hospitals waiting on antibiotic deliveries got nothing. The medical bulletin didn't arrive that morning, and the instruction sheet for the temporary measure inside the pharmacy lived on the wholesaler's website. The website was offline. Hospitals with an on-site medicine cabinet that already stocked the antibiotic treated it as a non-event. They had what they needed. They could read the temporary measure sheet from a printed copy in a binder on a shelf in the pharmacy. They might not have noticed the wholesaler was blockaded. Hospitals without an on-site medicine cabinet had a different morning, meaning most hospitals. The answer was wait and hope. And what stuck with me reading the postmortems on this one is how many of those hospitals were doing everything else right. Good staff, solid procedures, up-to-date records. They had one supplier they trusted, absolutely, and on the one morning that mattered, the supplier wasn't there. Most hospitals get their medicine from one wholesaler. They read one medical bulletin. They check one website for updates on it. All of this is fine when those services are available, which is almost all of the time. But almost all of the time is not the same as always, and the times those services aren't available tend to cluster with other bad events, new strains, active outbreaks, loading docks blockaded by groups with political grievances. I mean, honestly, bad days bunch together. The morning the truck doesn't come is usually the same morning you needed something off it. The on-site medicine cabinet is not exotic infrastructure. It's a shelf, a few boxes, a clipboard with a refill schedule. The reason most hospitals don't have one is exactly the reason most teams don't have a local mirror. The wholesaler is always there. The cabinet is one more thing to manage, and the day it matters hasn't come yet. Until it does. I've watched ops teams build elaborate redundancy on the obvious dependencies and trust the wholesaler completely. I've been one of those teams. Same logic applies to the bulletin. Subscribe to a second journal. Keep a printed binder of the most common temporary measures. Make sure the pharmacy can still respond when the morning bulletin doesn't arrive. This particular blockade lasted 20 hours. That's annoying, but it's manageable. A blockade that lasts days instead of hours is a different conversation. As for the original strain, the wholesaler is shipping again. The website is back up and the patch kernel is sitting in the archive. We walked through the actual treatment last week. Check the copy fail blog post for info on that if you need. The dependencies you've never thought about, the wholesaler that's always there, the bulletin that always arrives, the website that's always up, become critical exactly when something else is already going wrong. Add that on-site cabinet before you need it. Meaning consider keeping a local package mirror for your critical infrastructure. That's all I got. I'm Hani Fahim. Thanks for listening.